Hello, everyone. It's Sister Amen.
And Brother Tupos, I put it on her. I said, you start this time.
Yep, I did.
You did pretty good.
Hope you're all doing well.
Hey, we
love you all.
We love you all. We are coming to you with our edification audio. We had a really, really, really busy day today. Beautiful weather for November. Sunny, no wind. It was awesome. What did we do, Sister Amen? We gathered in the park with our other believers, and you know what I did? I worked on our van, and I finally got our signal light. We had our right signal light was out for a long time, and I couldn't find out what was wrong with it. I finally got it fixed today, so we now have a right turn signal. I'm thrilled with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, I felt bad. It was a bad witness because I'm always turning, and sometimes people would blare their horn at me because I didn't use my right turn signal. I got gospel signs on, and they didn't know my turn signal was broken. Otherwise, I did have it on because the front one worked.
Yeah.
Now I got the back one working.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, so we did some other projects, and it was a good day to work on the van and get a few more things done before we head south.
You did the right thing.
I did the right thing with the right turn signal. Yeah.
Right.
What did you do today at the park, Sister Amen?
A whole bunch of things.
Or should I say, what didn't you do?
Lots of water gathering and filtering and washing. Mm-hmm. And cooking and cutting
helping a sister.
Yep, and getting things, cutting for tuning panels.
Oh, yep,
long
tuning panels,
shirts.
Yep.
I got them set up for
tomorrow. You're going to do some sewing?
Yeah.
Talk about helping a young sister that's new in van life. What does that look like?
Well, it's kind of hard to just tell somebody everything because, I mean, you can tell somebody everything about it, but until they start walking in it and then they start seeing it come to life. And so it's nice to be able to be there to answer questions.
Yeah.
And maybe
show them.
Yeah. See their life and say, hey, I'm wondering, maybe you want to try this or that, or, you know, answer questions. And, you know, being in van life, it really is a flesh killer. And you learn a lot, so it's nice to have somebody to encourage you and go, oh, yeah, you're going to kill your flesh in this and this, too. So,
and it's nice to have willing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Willing hearts, you know, that lay down lives for Christ.
Yep.
Lay down your flesh, your pleasures.
Not complain, fleshly people and all that type of stuff.
Yeah. Be willing to even give up simple little things that aren't extravagant
just
for the cause of Christ, you know, to keep going. Because we don't want to complicate our life. We want to simplify
it. So you two sisters were busy walking back and forth. Some gospel cards got handed out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Just going about what we were doing.
Yeah, that was good.
Being able in the park there. So
I had
nice.
A brother today share with me an email he got from a Hutterite. He's an ex-Hutterite. Praise God he came out of that. And a Hutterite man emailed him and said, what have you accomplished? And so I'm going to be curious to listen to my brother's. He makes him and his wife make an audio as well every day. I can't wait to listen to his audio because he's going to cover that question, what have you accomplished? And I don't know how he'll answer. He'll answer biblically. But I would say, well, let's see, what did they accomplish? One, God doesn't ask us to accomplish anything but to walk in the gospel and obey. Two, we're told to preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything. That's what we accomplished. That's all we need to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't accomplish man-made religion and some cult standing and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, I'm curious to see how he's going to answer that. Man, he's going to answer it on his audio and let the people listen to it there. I think it's really important to note that Jesus said he will build his body and that God adds to the body. We just have to walk and obey, which man-made churchianity isn't doing. So we don't have to worry about accomplishing things. We just do what God calls us to do and we trust in his work.
Right. We do ours and we let him accomplish
it. Amen.
All.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So that was interesting. And then I'm kind of encouraged to see a young brother weathering a tough season. He's working a third shift job. And yeah, that's kind of 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. That's kind of a rough thing. And he's doing it and he's not complaining about it. And he knows it's just for a season. And it's kind of nice to see believers willing to do that. Do what they have to do for a season, not complain. I love what this young brother said. He said, I better learn how to kill my flesh in those easy areas because one day I might be persecuted for Christ in my flesh terribly.
Oh, yeah.
And I better be ready for that. So I thought that was a really good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Yep. And then I think this was awesome. We were gathering and we were going to all have dinner together. And one of the brothers was going to bring dessert. We all take turns bringing stuff. And he went to go to a store to get something. And all the stores were closed because it's the world's Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. And he went back to his apartment and he baked us an oatmeal.
Baked oatmeal.
Baked oatmeal with apples on top. It was amazing. It's hard to believe that this guy knows how to cook. But it was really cool.
That's the same one that gave us a great big pile of spaghetti and spaghetti sauce, and we have that for a while.
And he's very thoughtful, and so he went and did that. So that was awesome. That added to our meal we had in the park with the fire. We got a video. I have two videos. I have a video of us brothers talking about what the fire means to us in Scripture. Then I made a video of kind of walking around our table. We're all sitting around enjoying fellowship together, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and for Titus 2 works.
Yeah.
So the brother brought baked oatmeal.
Yep.
Sister cooked buckwheat soup.
Sister Cara made buckwheat soup and it was delicious.
None of us had ever had that. That was really good.
Yep.
And she was able to put it in my thermal cooker to keep it hot until then. And then I made pasta salad.
Oh, that was awesome.
And then brother brought bread.
We were blessed. It was an awesome meal.
Yep. Simple foods, but it was the rejoicing in the Lord that is the most.
Yeah, just being with his people and, having fellowship. And then later we gathered online. Everybody broke camp from there and went back to their places, their vans or their apartment. We gathered online and we got some good teachings that you can check out at the Ecclesia Gathering Area. One was on serving God at any age. That was awesome. Young or old, you can serve God. One was on the acronym we all use, AEOC. What does that mean, Sister Amin?
All Eyes on Christ.
Very good. Brother did that. And then I did one on cleanliness next to godliness exposed. That's not a biblical saying.
Right.
And I talk about how we should be orderly, but not necessarily cleanliness.
Yep. And us sisters, we did one on sharing scriptures.
Right. So that's going to be up too. And would you guys go around and share favorite scripture verses?
Not favorite, because if it was favorite, we would have been here all day just to pick our favorite.
I just met ones you really like.
Yeah, that were meaningful, yeah.
Nice. Uh-huh. That's awesome. So that'll be up there, so in the Ecclesia Gathering Area.
Yeah, and I had a thought I was going to share.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so this morning, we decided to stop in at one store that was open for a short period of time today, as we were going to go right by it. And when we pulled in the parking lot, we saw it was jam-packed in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
The whole store was packed full. And you know, I was thinking of something. When you and I, many years ago, when we were younger, and there was a so-called world's holiday. We don't do anything with Thanksgiving, just say it.
Yeah, we're thankful every day.
Today's Thanksgiving, yeah.
Doesn't mean nothing to us.
And we don't do anything with the world's holidays. But I was just kind of looking around at it, thinking, you know, when we were children, and there was a so-called holiday that might have had some kind of holiness attached to it, according to the world.
Yeah.
Everybody was off the streets. Everybody was home. Everybody spent the whole day doing it.
Yeah.
Now when you see it, I'm just seeing how the culture is even going worse, even though it is, you know, that's not biblical. Even on Thanksgiving Day, that's supposedly supposed to be something thankful to God or whatever.
Right.
It's narrowed all the way down to the food.
Yeah.
It's not even the whole day.
It's food, it's football, it's fun.
It's the food and the football now.
Yeah.
So people are running around all over in the stores just for the food part.
Yeah.
And it just shows you, even though it's unbiblical anyway, it keeps narrowing and narrowing. The culture that used to have a little bit more morals of God is just like less and less.
It's becoming secularized. Christianity's dying and the culture become more secularized. Thanksgiving was a celebration with the Indians and the Puritans about God making, helping them come through winter. So it's not a biblical holiday, but it was a holiday honoring God. Now in America, Thanksgiving's just a secular holiday. People don't even think about God anymore. They just go, whatever, football, food, more drinking. Yeah.
Yep, it's like I'm off work. Going down for it. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, the culture's becoming ever more secular. So, yeah, good point.
Right.
Anything else, Sister Amin? I just have some scripture at the end.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, what's your scripture?
It is Hebrews 10:38-39. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Well, of that.
Yeah. We don't want to be drawing back.
We don't want to be drawing back, falling back. Yes, you can fall away. We don't want to be doing that.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, absolutely not. Before I read my verse tomorrow, what are we going to do? Everybody's going to meet. You and I have something to take care of in the morning. You got some sewing stuff
I'm
to do.
Sew again.
You got more sewing to do. I got some organizing to do as we're getting ready. We're days away from heading south for our preaching tour. We're all going to meet and go to some Denton Bents. And then I think we're going to meet in a park in another town. And we're going to try to find maybe for Saturday an event coming up. And then maybe we'll be staying out at a church on Sunday. So we're kind of all together. And we're going to be doing that before we all go our way and head south. So mm-hmm. It should be an interesting weekend.
Yeah. And looking forward to it. We'll see if we get those days. Yeah. One day at a time.
Amen. 1 Peter 4, 12 through 18. Ready? Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange things happen unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, that ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, be ye happy, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you, and their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin in the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? That's a pretty terrifying verses right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but I like that part where it says you are partake in the sufferings of Christ. Most all people don't want that. They want to go to heaven. They want eternal life. They don't want to go to hell. They don't want to suffer for Christ.
No,
not at all. And there was one other part of that I want to talk about. Any thoughts on that verse while I'm looking for my part?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about that. You know, this being a partaker of the sufferings of Christ, you know, like it makes me think about, you know, standing by somebody who has been like, okay, think about when the bullies were picking on somebody.
Yeah.
And somebody would actually go stand up for that
right.
person. You know, they would step in and try to help him, being willing to right. take whatever kind of beating or picking
right.
on or
place.
Whatever it was. Yeah, to try to help that person. And that's like nothing compared to what Christ did. So for us to
yeah.
suffer for him, what an honor
yeah.
of us to be like in that.
Amen. And that's it came to me, what I was thinking about was it talks in there about partaking in the sufferings of Christ. Somebody once said, and I think it's true, they said even the angels don't get to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Man gets to suffer for Christ. Angels don't.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah, it's huge, isn't it?
You know, and you look at the world, oftentimes they're like, why me? Why is this happening to me? But yet, when we get to suffer for Christ, it's like, we're to rejoice.
Yeah, it's what to rejoice.
We're counted worthy to suffer
yep.
for the God of the universe.
Yep, as long as we're doing it in a right manner and
yeah.
for persecution and not for
exactly.
stupidity and meanness and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, bringing it upon yourself.
What a glory.
Yeah,
so even in our persecutions, we can rejoice, and that's just a glorious thing to think about. So if things go well, we rejoice. If we get persecuted, we rejoice. If people reject us for Christ's name, we rejoice. If people repent, we rejoice. It's awesome. We get to rejoice no matter what.
Right. We get to rejoice evermore.
The only time we don't get to rejoice is if we turn back. Then there's no rejoicing.
No, there'd be a lot of darkness and weeping and gnashing of
Amen.
Teeth. That's horrifying.
So we hope you're striving on. Check out thegospeldon'tperish.com. Check out all the resources. Check out those new audios at the Ecclesia Gathering area, the videos we put at the top, the sisters' audios, all there to edify you
mm-hmm.
so you get going striving for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We love you all. Hope you're ready to partake in the suffering of Christ, for Christ, with Christ. Because guess what? We get to be his people. Get to be a pillar in his temple one day if we're faithful and we endure and overcome to the end.
Amen.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Love you all. We're out of here. Talk to you tomorrow if the Lord wills. And we always say it and we always mean it. What is that, Sister Amen? We live our lives this way.
May God be praised.
Amen.